بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. That wasn't a strong salawat. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. My dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we are continuing our journey with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, I would like to pause for a few moments and reflect on what Imam Hussein means for us nowadays. We heard Sayyid Hussein speaking about a man questioning the reason we commemorate a man who died some 14 centuries ago. Because that man never realized what Imam Hussein means for us. He never realized the depth of his message. And even nowadays, to many of our fellow Muslims who do celebrate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, all it means to them, a few tears that we shed every day, every year in Ashura. So the measure for them to commemorate Imam Hussein means to what extent and how much tears they shed for Imam Hussein. Yes, it is obviously great to interact with the tragedy of Ashura. Because it is inevitable that when you realize and you know the tragedy of Ashura, once you love the family of the Prophet and you love the Prophet, it is inevitably that you will interact through emotional expression by shedding tears for Imam Hussein. No question over that. But what does Imam Hussein want me to do and how he wants me to connect to his revolution? We heard our sister Hajja Najah speaking about people who think that their responsibility during Ashura is not to chew a gum. Or a sister asks me about if it's appropriate to dye her hair during Ashura. To many people, it means that they wouldn't go for shopping or they wouldn't close a deal because we are in mourning period. That's fine. Mourning period means that more than whether or not we chew a gum. Imam Hussein doesn't care if you chew a gum or not. But Imam Hussein cares if 10 days of Ashura pass by and a man who never prayed, he attends Ashura, he cries for Imam Hussein, yet he insists not to pray. Yes, Imam Hussein cares if a sister who doesn't wear hijab, she attends his commemoration and she sheds some tears for him, yet when Ashura passed by, she wouldn't wear hijab. My dear brothers and sisters, I indicated earlier that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he summed up the reason why he revolted, so there is no confusion. Nobody would come and say, why this man revolted? He says, I am revolting against the corruption done by the Amawis, because I am seeking for reformation in the society. What kind of reformation? Political? Yes, of course, that's part of it. To have decent and just rulers in the society, because Islam gives so much attention and places so much emphasis in the way we are ruled. That's why Islam fights against aggression and against dictatorship. But that was not the only type of reformation Imam Hussein alayhi salam revolted for. He revolted in order to bring reformation into every household, in every family in Islam. So we take Islam seriously. We do not take it as a cultural bag. Seasonal. When Ashura comes, we go to the Islamic center or to a center and we commemorate Imam Hussein. But when summer comes and a singer comes from the Middle East and there is a party somewhere, we all pour there and we pack the big hall. Why? Because it's a season for fun. So in Ashura we commemorate Imam Hussein, and after Ashura we go back loose to our normal life. Is this something that Imam Hussein really liked to see? What would Imam Hussein consider us? By seeing us showing him so much love and sympathy during Ashura, but after Ashura we all forget about him and about his message. We will be, and I'm sorry to say this, I'm afraid that we will be viewed as hypocrites in his eyes. Imam Hussein doesn't want this kind of support and love. Yes, he wants us to love him, but his desire to be loved is not selfish. He doesn't want to be loved only to be loved. He wants to be loved so we internalize Islam. And through our love and sympathy to him, we become closer to our own faith. In the night of Ashura, inshallah I will speak about that in the upcoming nights. In the night of Ashura, you know, the original plan was supposed to be this way, that instead of the 10th day of Ashura, Umar ibn Sa'd, the commander of the Amawi army, he decided to wage the war against Imam Hussein one day earlier, the eve of Ashura. Imam Hussein sent his brother Abbas to negotiate. One more night. Give us one more night. Why? Why Imam Hussein wanted one more night? To spend with his family? With his children, to watch TV, to enjoy himself? No. Imam Hussein alayhi salam asked for one more night. He says to Abbas, ask them, I am not afraid of fighting with them. As a matter of fact, I'm impatient to fight with those who don't believe in Allah. But ask them for a delay, to postpone the war till tomorrow morning. فَإِنَّ رَبِّي يَعْلَمْ أَنِّي مَا زُلْتُ أُحِبُّ الصَّلَاةِ. My Lord knows that I love salah. And I love connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I ask for one more night, is it only because I want to have some privacy with my Lord tonight before I go to the war tomorrow? Allah knows that I love worshipping Him. I love interacting with him. So I need one more night to spend so I do some more extra prayers. Do we reflect on that? Do we ever ask ourselves, what is the mission for Imam Hussein alayhi salam? You know, my dear brothers and sisters, Imam Hussein alayhi salam shed some precious and sacred blood in Karbala. It is the most precious and valuable and sacred blood in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Hussein gave an example when his 6-month baby was slaughtered by the enemies. You know, he said something so moving, so powerful. He says, Allahumma la yakun hada ahwan alayk min fasil. Do you read Quran? Do you read the chapter in which Allah speaks about a camel? When those people, the enemies of God, the pagans, decided to kill that camel, Allah destroyed a nation for challenging him through killing that camel. And that camel had a calf. And the calf went into the mountain. When it disappeared, their prophet told them, you need to wait 3 days and Allah will bring his wrath on you. It is a camel, but it is naqat Allah. It is Allah's camel. It belongs to Allah. It became sacred since it was Allah's miracle. And you challenged Allah through killing that camel. Imam Hussein says, my Lord, I want you to look at my baby. And he won't be less precious than that camel. If you taught a nation a lesson because of a camel, I want you to show them a lesson. Not necessarily by destroying them, but making them wake up. To wake up on where they are going. The Prophet, when he was preaching, and when he was asking people to become Muslims, they stoned him. His people stoned him. Khadija came. She couldn't see the Prophet bleeding. She was emotional. She's a mother. She's a wife. She's affectionate. She's an affectionate mother and wife. She couldn't see her beloved husband bleeding while he's preaching, while he's inviting people to Allah. She says, Ya Rasulullah, I beg you that you curse those people and you pray that Allah brings His wrath on them. And if you pray, Allah would answer your prayer. The Prophet says, no, Khadija. I am not here to curse those people. I came to guide those people. And then the Prophet said something very heartbreaking. He says, كَيْفَ يُفْلِحُ قَوْمٌ كَيْفَ يُفْلِحُ قَوْمٌ يَضْرِبُونَ نَبِيَّهُمْ أَوْ يَقْتُلُونَ نَبِيَّهُمْ وَهُوَ يَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ. How can those people be successful? They attempt to kill their prophet while he is inviting them to the right path. Those people won't be successful. And that's why Imam Hussein was so hurt to see himself guiding those people, trying to awake them, yet they decided to turn away by killing him and killing his children. It wasn't personal, my dear brothers and sisters. Imam Hussein was so affectionate father. It was so painful for him to see his children, his nephews, his companions are falling apart. But that wasn't the point. Imam Hussein was even willing to give more sacrifices for Allah. But what hurt him is that here he is inviting those people to wake up and they are not willing to take his message. I hope we take his message, my dear brothers and sisters. Imam Hussein sent an invitation. He made a call, a chilly call in the day of Ashura, a chilling one, a heart-breaking one. He says, هَلْ مِنْ نَاصِرٍ يَنْصُرُنِي? Isn't there any person who is willing to support me? After all, his companions were massacred. So we have to answer now. We tell him, yes, we support you, Ya Aba Abdullah. We weren't there in Karbala, but we vow to you that we follow you. We continue your path. You wanted followers to bring life to Islam. Inshallah, we will be there for you. We will answer your call. That's what Imam Hussein alayhi salam wants and looks for. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifinaika wa anakhat birahlik. Salamullahi alayka abadan ma baqit wa baqiya al-layl wa nahar. Assalamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab al-Husayn.